Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bonnie, who used to be a former sex worker and now hosts the podcast Dumb Blonde.
Most little girls grow up wanting to be doctors and lawyers and shit. And I was like, I want to be super hot, make a lot of fucking money, and be a rock star's wife. That was my goal as a child. And here we are.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Dumb Blonde. Yes, I'm in the same thing because we are working over here, baby. So if you see me wearing the same outfit, it's because we are filming multiple podcasts in a day. But I had to make an exception because my baby girl is back on the podcast. This is like your third time, right?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a regular now.
MJ Fresh, baby.
I see the dollar sign.
What's she doing, baby? I'm so happy you're here.
I'm making babies.
How are you doing? Who you doing?
Pizza boy.
I know. We have so much to catch up on.
You know I was going to be with him, but...
We really have so much to catch up on. So for all of you who are just tuning in and like our new followers of the podcast, MJ has been coming on the podcast since 2020?
When TikTok first started.
So 2020? Okay,
so... Because I made some like stupid video and you were like, bitch. You were like, Mimi, log me into this stupid app. And I pull it up and I see you and I'm like, I need her on. And I'm like...
Yeah. No, and ever since then, you've been like my little sister that I'm always trying to fucking take care of. But you be wiling out, child.
And I be not listening too. Like, you'll give me advice and I'll be like, that was really good. My idea is a little better. And then I fuck up and I'm like paragraphs in your phone of like my issues. And you're like, told you, bitch.
Well, here's the thing. I can only guide you and tell you from experiences of what I've gone through. So I have to let you kind of fall on your face and figure it out yourself. So I'll always let you fall on your face, but I'll always be here to pick you up too.
A couple times. Hard.
So last time you were here, okay, so like I was saying, if you guys are new followers, if you guys want to hear MJ's life story, go and listen to the other two podcasts that she's been on and it'll kind of catch you up. I think we have one in 2020, we have one in 2022, mm-hmm. and now we have one in, this one will be in 2023. So
way back.
Last time you were on, oh God, where do we even start? Do we just dig right in?
Yeah, that's what I'm better at. Yeah.
She's like, fuck it. Okay. So first and foremost, you went and got a laser on your neck.
I did. I saw him making out on Twitter and I was like, it's got to go.
Last time you were here, you didn't have all these tattoos.
I just got this laser. Oh, my name. I just saw it. Oh, my goodness.
Aww,
yeah. I got the laser last night. I got off the flight at 9. It's Inked Eraser, by the way.
Let me look at it. You said it's
so she did like these two. So this is like fully dark ink and it's already like, I guess it starts like your body starts rejecting it after she does the laser.
Right.
And she said like the people that did it had like a light hand. So she said it should only take like 3 sessions.
Wow. And 3 sessions to remove all of that.
She showed me her husband's and he had his whole neck and it's smooth. It looks like a normal neck. It looks
who's
like he's
this?
Never had
because
a
I need to have her laser this arm off if it only ink, takes 3 sessions.
Inked Eraser. She was like, yes, like tell her like whatever. She's awesome. She's not just like ink, like laser that. She like does like laser hair. This bitch showed me her. She's a businesswoman. Like this bitch showed me her office. It was like all the way around. This room's for like hair removal. This one's for tattoos. This one's for tummy, like she tightens tummies.
Yeah,
like she's crazy shit.
And where are they located?
Arizona, She's opening one in Vegas right now. She's like a bunch of offices, but
I love that. You flew from AZ to fucking Nashville and came straight to a podcast.
And when I tell you, running through airports.
So is your neck sore at all? Can I see? Can you like come up to the camera so everybody can see it a little bit? And also, I want everybody to see that this bitch just had a baby a fucking month ago. That's crazy. It doesn't even back up a little bit.
Back up a little bit. Like
there you go.
In hot pink here. But
yeah, no, it doesn't even look bad at all.
She was like, "You're good." She did the one right here. She said it's just gonna be the worst because she's like, "It's weird." She's like, "The whole neck is really like light-handed," but she's like, "The forehead is where they really just still get in there."
Can you stand up and show everybody this outfit? I'm sorry, you just look so cute. I can't. You had a baby. How many?
I had a baby May 1st.
May 1st. This woman had a baby. Like, you're not even real.
And then I went back to work at the, you know, skip the club, May 12th.
Had a baby May 1st.
And I got a little butt from it, too. You know how I've always been flat? A little butt.
Had a baby May 1st, was back in the strip club May 12th. That's fucking, how old are you again?
23.
Okay. That's 23 for you, ladies and gentlemen. You look amazing, MJ. I'm so proud of you.
I want to save the fit for you.
It's so cute. So, okay.
And then I heard Nashville, so I'm like, I got to bring boots.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like that's what we'll wear here.
And no, you're looking like a Nashville queen right now.
The people in the lobby were like, and I was like, do we not actually do this here?
Yeah, no, they do. Okay, so for everybody who doesn't know, MJ was dating Fly Soulja for a little bit, and you ended up getting these tattoos for him or because of him. Can we get a rundown of this story? Because I never know what's real. TikTok is so fucking dramatic.
It is. TikTok is so dramatic. So fake. And just very like. Well, actually, no. Actually, I thought it was fake until I met him. And then like I'd be laughing and I'd be like, oh, you're serious. You're like this in real life.
Oh. I call it TikToxic because it's so fucking toxic, dude.
That's why I live in like a Delulu world when I'm in there, because I'm like, I dissociate it.
Yeah.
Like I don't let it affect my personal life at home.
Yeah.
But like when I'm on there,
I feel like people like don't get to really know the real you on TikTok, because you're really a funny motherfucker and you're so sarcastic and like witty, and people don't pick up on that because it's just,
they think I'm like, I don't know, drama. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I know what makes funny. I know what makes views. Like,
yeah,
you want the drama. I'm going to feed into it. I don't got shit going on right now.
Yeah. It's not like
if I was like, you know, doing something like, you know, I used to do like Back at the Bank Again videos. I used to do like different types of shit. And then now I'm just in this like little drama like world. And I hate it. I'm getting out of it.
It's bad. It's bad.
But I live in Delulu world. So when I'm like in there, I'm just like, I'm good at arguing. And then I dissociate from it, and it's just like that world, my world.
Yeah. So tell us the story behind the tattoos that you got with Fly.
So the biggest mistake of my fucking life. So okay, we, you know, Pizza Boy.
Yeah,
my bae. We've been together, and no one knows this either, like we've been together like 3 years. Like that's my actual person I've been with for a really long time. Like
you've talked about him on each podcast.
Yeah, I've been with him forever, and we've been through fucking hell and back, but we call him Pizza Boy because he delivered the pizza, y'all, just in case you don't know. It's like a real-life porno, but anyways, we fell in love, and I gave him babies, but yeah, so, like, me and him, we, like, moved to Florida, and we just, like, had moved into a place, and I had found out, because I, you know when you just get, like, an instinct, you just get, like, a feeling, like, females just do. Mm. And I was just like, there's just something. And I want you to tell me what it is, or you're going to be sleeping on the sidewalk tonight, because I just need to know. And I was like, I don't care if you, like, anyways. He ended up telling me he cheated on me when he went to visit home with a girl from the pizza shop I saved him from 3 years prior. Like, I took you out of there. I don't know why you'd go back.
Like a pimp.
Yeah. And the bitch, literally, I called her, and she's like, yeah, I mean, I knew I was, like, the side piece, but, like, and I'm like, don't you feel good about yourself?
Pull your shirt up a little bit because your nipples are hanging out.
Oh my God, why does everyone say that to me? Literally everywhere I go in this world, people are like,
it's okay. I just want us to be able to use your clips on TikTok.
No, my nipples are always hanging out, literally.
Sorry. So he cheated on you with the pizza girl. Pizza boy cheated on you with pizza girl.
Yeah. So I made him make a video admitting to it. Got pretty much everybody fired from that pizza shop. Shout out California Pizza, Myrtle Beach. and then, I don't know, like, I just couldn't let it go. I just couldn't. So I was like, I feel like I could let it go. This is, like, I was younger. I was toxic. I was not, you know, like, how I am now. But, like, I was like, I have to get him back. If I get him back, then I can't keep, like, every time he does something, like, have that in my head because I have something to feel guilty about, too.
Right.
So, like, I cheated with this twin guy. And I don't know. We ended up, like, actually, like, vibing.
Twin
like,
guy
being I don't want to talk good about him because there is a lot of, like, but not I think, good. But if you want to be real, like...
Yeah. I think you should tell the whole story so that people can hear your side of the story. Because right now, people just see... First of all, the way the man talks to women online is crazy.
And the way he makes it seem online, like, haha, like, what? Yeah. Like, 90-day trial, da da. But I'm like... You used to, like, lay in bed with me and cry.
I have
to
a
me
message from, like, Fly Soulja talking about how he's got you. Like, remember, you guys were beefing one time, and we'll get into this, but, like,
he, like, I apologized to you or something because I was like, dude, I just texted her, like, freaking out. Like, every time something would happen, I would text you.
Yeah.
And I was like, just let her know that I'm good because I was like, she's probably in her head, like, what is happening to her over there?
Yeah. Hold on. What's his name on Instagram so I can pull this up? Fly Soulja, got
probably
it.
Fly
so
Soulja.
They were beefing one time, and MJ called me all the time, or, you know, text me all the time whenever
the
they
bathroom.
Were having problems. Yeah. So I got to hear how the relationship really was. So to see how he portrays it online really bothers me because it's not real. You know, like, he can pretend that he didn't like you and he just used you and stuff like that. But when they were beefing one time, he reached out to me on April 6th, 2022 and said, MJ's good. I got her. Trust me. She's with me. I'm good. You know? And I said, take care of my baby, please. And he said, I will. So a man that doesn't care about a woman would never reach out to somebody he's never even spoken to before and say that.
I feel like you and, like, my mom are the only two people I know that, because when there was, like, a video that was viral about, he was like, get out, leave. Like, FJ refuses to leave. He was on the phone with me the whole ride.
Oh,
back.
I remember.
I went to visit my family.
I remember when you were leaving him because he had hooked up with Selena Powell on a yacht one time.
And literally, she came over the house and I was like, no, like, these other girls, he walks all over. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, me, like, no, you're not doing that with me. Like, he treated me with respect and I demanded respect. Like, he says, oh, all you do is run your mouth. You don't shut up. Like, at least Kayla listens. Good for her. I don't, like, you're not gonna. So yes,
I don't know,
comes
if it's
over
some
the house.
But here's the thing, let's tell it like it is here, because people will take what you just said and make it like, oh, well, that's why they didn't get along, because she doesn't listen. When she says she doesn't listen, she's not gonna just let him talk to her crazy.
Yeah. And we had kind of built, like, a, when you're, like, on the floor, like, having an anxiety attack and I'm there for you and you're crying, I feel like we have a relationship now where I can be like, hey, you're not gonna talk to me like that.
Yeah.
It's not like watch it, like, me, like bossing him around. It's me saying, like, you're not gonna like, his brother had a girlfriend, she walks in with a suitcase, she puts it right next to the sink, she starts doing dishes.
Yeah.
And it's all, like, this, like, fantasy world that, like, they believe. I don't fall for that. Like, I'm like, I feel like at all times people are lying at all times, so I'm just like, at the end of the day, I don't know what you have going on, but none of this,
it's called trauma, MJ. Yeah, lots
but
of trauma,
like,
baby.
None of this phases me. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of this, I did a pizza boy. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I took care of him. And I still do. Because, like, I just like to, but at first he sold it, like, wanting to get to know me. Like, he would sit there and, like, be, like, on some, like, feel, like, my heartbeat. Like, some deep stuff that's just, like, corny to me. But I like corny, like, in private.
Yeah.
And the way he portrays it now is just really, like, embarrassing. And
it's,
I'm
hurtful.
Like, yeah, because it's like he and I know the truth, but he will never say it.
Right.
Because he is too worried about what people online think. He's too worried about, you know, other things. But, like, it was just a lot deeper than what people think it was. And, like, I asked about his daughter, right, Kalia. I was sitting with his mom multiple times, talking with her. Then they would start fighting with their mom. Like, and
Fly, and what's his brother's name? I don't even know.
Frankie.
Okay, but he goes
so
by,
like,
Red, right?
Yeah, he goes by, like, Red. Yeah, and they're like the chosen ones of the world or whatever, but okay. He would like start fighting his mom and all this stuff.
Like fist fighting or just screaming?
Oh, they can't keep friends. They can't keep a friend. They have people around them that are actually like, I can peep genuine and I can peep like I just want like a stepping stool or whatever.
Yeah.
And
no, but like fist fighting his mom or like
they would fist fight. Yeah, like bad. And
so all they their put friends, hands on their own mother.
Yeah, they put hands on their own mother. They put hands on me multiple times. I was locked in bathrooms. Like, but at the end of the day, I'm thinking, I don't know why. Maybe it's just like my daddy issues or what, but I'm just like, it's because of his brother. Cause he'd be like, it's my brother always does this.
You
like, my brother always
does this. Told me
like,
that. I have.
He's like, please don't leave me. Like, every girlfriend I ever had, like, he does this. And like, I'm like, okay, like, I'm not going to leave you because I have toxic family too that does things that fucks things up for me. So like, I trust you. Like, I'm gonna just sit in this bathroom, you know, let your brother have his way. His brother would be breaking my shit and banging his head through walls. And when we first had met, it was just a lick back on Caleb. That's all it was at first. So I had accidentally.
And he had just broke up with Toxic, right?
Or they had been broken up. They tried to
do and this I whole. And I actually like Toxic. I don't want to talk and shit. I know you guys have your issues. No,
we have beef because of how she speaks about my kid. That I don't. I'm not cool with.
I didn't know anything.
But like other than that, I would tell her multiple times, like, you're a cool girl. Like,
she's beautiful. You guys are both beautiful. She
just obviously I think has a right to like not like me, but I'm like, you're the mother of his child. I was like, if he's not gonna be with me, he's gonna be with somebody.
Yeah.
And they're not gonna respect you or want you around. At least you can like be appreciative of the fact that you're allowed whenever you want to come over. You can call whenever you want. I'm not like that. Like, yeah. I would hope that would be the same situation for me and like the father of my kid. She wasn't appreciative of that, and now she's in the situation she's in now.
Yeah.
Where she has to like play some role to like try and win her man back. But
I don't feel like she's doing that anymore. I feel like she, and I am not in this drama, and I can't speak for her at all, but from what I see, she's like where you're at with it. Like, she's just tired of being embarrassed online, you know? Like, dude,
no, she wants to. Okay, I think, yeah, like as far as like the being together happy relationship, she knows that he's not mature enough for that. It's not gonna happen. She's realized that. She's matured. But as far as like, does she still want to entertain the drama? Yeah, they're live all the time entertaining drama. Like, every time I open my phone, it's something else about like me. And I'm like, I had a whole child, moved on. Why am I still brought up in conversation? Why am I still like talked down on and belittled when really I'm in like, I was in like bad situations because of him. And they would talk down on me like, oh, you had to live with your grandma because you called my agent. Literally looked at my agent and was like, fuck you, like, cancel her contract. Like, him and his brother are running around yelling at my agent for 2 days straight.
Yeah, let's hold on. I want people to know this about you guys, too. So when MJ was with Fly, you were doing porn. You had, like, just started doing, like...
No, I'd already done meet and greets. I had already...
Yeah. But it was, like, a year in, right? Or two? Was it, like, a year or two in?
It was, like, 2.5. Was it, like, 3?
Okay.
Because I was in... The second time me and Caleb moved back to Florida.
He did not like you doing porn.
Yeah, so after...
Made you quit.
Yeah, so porn. Like, at first it was just a lick back on Caleb, but I started feeling his vibe, I'm not gonna lie, like...
No, you really loved that, dude. And remember, I used to say, why? MJ, why?
I love problems.
You're gonna get hurt. Like,
I don't know. I love people that I'm like, I see potential in you. You could be a good person.
Right.
You could, but you're enabled by other people and other things. But, like... I accidentally, it was, like, one night I, like, fucked his brother. After that.
Accidentally, one night fucked his
they
brother.
They look identical, like.
Wait.
What do you mean? They look identical. It was an accident.
MJ, I didn't mean to. What the hell?
But then I noticed because the other one wasn't, it was hold different on, in though. Bed.
But did they so set that's that why up? Did they set you up to do
no,
that?
No, like, he was in the back room. He was getting a tattoo. I, like, came over. It was like I was working at Gold Rush in Miami, and I told Caleb, and I can admit this because Caleb was cheating on me at the time too. So you know what? This is my look back. Instead of going to Gold Rush, I was going to his house.
Okay, but this is before you and Fly were together full time.
Yeah, we were just like it was seeing just fun. Each other. He was having other girls over, like.
So Fly was getting a tattoo in the back room,
and I thought his brother when I first met him was him, and I'm like, whatever. And then yeah, you know. But then I can notice.
So his own brother didn't tell him, hey, the girl that you wanted to come.
No, he just thought I was like just some thought coming over. And
he just fucked you?
But it, like, I could tell because his brother does different things.
So you had already slept. Substance-wise
than him. So,
you had already slept with Fly.
Multiple times. And then, but it was just like, I'm going back to Caleb. Sounds really bad, but it was my toxic phase. You know what I mean? Caleb's my first boyfriend. I get cheated on. Like, I'm going to get you back. You cheated on me?
Yeah.
For how long? And I was going through like a really tough time and he was doing it too. And I find out when we're already in Florida, established, I take care of everything. You got me fucked up. I'm about to get you back 10 times worse.
I'm still just trying to figure out.
So I noticed once we were in bed and I was like.
But that's shady different. Of his brother.
Oh, his brother lies to him multiple times. His brother wrecked a car, blamed it on the girl he was dating at the time. Lied to his brother. I looked at Fly multiple times. Alex, whatever the fuck his name is, he wants to call himself. And I'll be like, so you're not upset? Like, because he sits there and he says all the time, like my brother and we don't lie to each other. Like, I have to have his back for anything in the world. And I'm like, your brother just lied to you in your face.
Yeah.
Like, Alex was locked in bathrooms multiple times. And I would have to talk to Frankie through the door. And he's like, yeah, that's why your bitch is comforting me and not you. And I'm like, I'm trying to deflect the situation because I know Alex is trying to play cool. But he's scared because Frankie is, you know,
crazy,
busting up the house, busting things up, running around with like guns and stuff. And like, I don't like that type of stuff.
Okay.
And so I know he's scared. So I'm like, you know, y'all are brothers. Y'all work it out. Da-da-da. Do I really care? No. But like, calm the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? Like, who does that over like something stupid? And like, people have sat Frankie down, his brother, and been like, why do you hate MJ? And he would be like, choose me or her. If it's just me and Frankie, we're cool. But he would be like, choose me or her. And like, he has to choose his brother because of some story he tells everybody the same thing. And
well, I mean, they are twins, so there's going to be that unwavering loyalty to each other.
So then I'd have to suck my pride up, apologize.
We need to rewind back to you guys. How did Fly find out that you slept with his brother? He told him?
Yeah, because he couldn't figure out. He was like, I don't know why my brother hates you so much. I can't figure it out.
So like, it's almost like he did it to sabotage his brother's walls.
Like, he could not figure out why his brother's like hurt, like tripping. Like, I took a french fry before from him being funny. The whole house broke loose, like things were breaking, and I was like, not over the french fry. Oh my god, ridiculous. Like, so he's like, I don't get it, like I don't know what to do. But Frankie is like the enabler. Alex is not. They're their parts, but Alex is more scared of Frankie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
If Frankie says we're doing this, Alex can say no, but at the end of the day, Frankie's going to convince him.
So I feel like his brother self-sabotaged, or not self-sabotaged.
Oh, 100%. Sabotaged. He's talking to Toxic behind both of our backs. And Toxic was like, get her out of the house. Like, I'll bring you bitches. Like, completely trying to plot the whole time. Like, it was to a point where, like, after the relationship, I started thinking that everybody was plotting on me. Like, my family, my friends, because I was just so used to, like, for so long being around people that were plotting. And I'm just, like, or had, like, a secret agenda.
Got mad at me one time because you thought I had posted something on TikTok about you guys. Because I have videos still from.
No, I didn't. He did. And then I'm, like, oh, I got to say something.
Yeah. No, because you had sent me.
I'm not trying to be locked in the bathroom tonight.
I have videos of you guys fighting. Like, if I really wanted to fucking show them, I could. But. Somehow one of the videos ended up online. I don't know how. It wasn't one that you had sent me. It was another one.
Where he was kicking me out?
Something like that, yeah.
But he was on the phone with me the whole entire ride.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me when I was home? You know what I'm saying? I was already at home.
Yeah.
He's like, almost go like get
he
more
would
of your,
do things
go
for
Go get
views.
The rest of your stuff. Because I'm like, I only came here with a few suitcases because I was shooting and stuff like that. Me and Caleb were looking for places. We found a place and then we were going to go get the rest of our stuff and move in it.
Yeah.
He homeworked me, but... I go home to visit for Easter and I celebrate and everything. I come back. He's on the phone with me the whole ride. I get there. We fuck. And then I'm like taking a shower and stuff. And all of a sudden Toxic's at the house.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
this.
And then all of a sudden, Mina, the other one, I'm nice to her, but like, I don't forget what she did when I was first there. Cause she walks in, they're all throwing my clothes around. And I'm like, it's always something crazy, but normally like it'll like deflect and then, we'll get good again.
But it's always for views. It always was like for views. So like online, it was like this crazy fucking just drama. And then as soon as it would go away, I would see all these screenshots of him like begging you to please come back, that he loves you, he needs you.
Crying. And it would be like Frankie, and I would be looking at him and I'd be like, Alex, really? Yeah. Like, you're going to let this happen to me right now? And it would be his like security guards and stuff. And I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm like, I'm too like grown for this. Like I'm, you know what I mean? Like I don't deserve this. But like at the same time, I feel bad for him because he would, it was like a what is that when someone just makes you feel really bad?
Yeah, just narcissistic.
But like off camera, like all the camera stuff, like people are like, oh, like you're known because of him and all this stuff. I didn't care.
MJ was getting her own clout before
I was. I was good. Like 90% of the time when people comment about knowing me, it's normally from your podcast or Tay Money.
Yeah.
Like they're like, oh my God, I seen you on Money. The people that know me from Fly and all that, that's just like TikTok, like weirdos. Yeah. You feel me? Like,
yeah, there was life Island before TikTok,
X,
everybody.
Like Island Girl X. That's not what I'm known for. Like I've done a bunch of other things. I have, that was my downfall. That's my biggest like embarrassment mistake, honestly.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, he would just make me feel like really bad. And
so they
his
made
head
you
would be down like they, between his legs, and his brother would be running it, and he'd just be like, you just gotta go out there and apologize to him. Just go apologize. And then I'd go out there and I'd apologize and everything'd be cool. And then we're all back to, and then I'd invite some friends over for Frankie and everything's fine. And he loves me. And I'm like,
it's like walking on eggshells. It was very seriously abusive.
But I'd only been in one other relationship, which was Caleb. So I'm like, everyone was telling me because I was with Caleb and he did was a pizza boy. They're like, you need someone that's going to provide all this stuff. I'm like, okay, well, this guy says he has money, all this stuff. But like, he didn't. He never gave me money ever. Yeah. Like he tries to say like I was with him for money or clout. My clout didn't go up at all. If anything, I am just embarrassed on the internet because of things that are posted.
If anything, it's and kind of ruined your reputation.
He gave me $700 one time to go to the mall. And I was like, are you joking? What am I going to do with this? I gave it back. And he was like, I've never had a girl give me back money before. And I'm like, what do you want me to buy with that? That's what you flex and like flush things down the toilet to prove a point. But you're going to give me $700 to go to the mall. Not to be ungrateful or anything, but like, no, nah, like you can have it.
Yeah.
And like, plus I'm very independent. Don't give me shit. I'm buying my own shit.
So I just want to reiterate that he did make you, he called your agent and told your agent you weren't going to be doing
because I would be getting up in the morning and I'm like, I have to go, like I have a shoot. And this is like what provides for, you know, I help a lot of people. So I'm like, or I did, you know, so I'm like, I have to go to work. And he's like, if you're with me, like you're not doing that. And so I'm like,
so it's like you're damned if you do over. And you're damned if you don't.
He would have girls. So he had this manager or whatever, and he was really, really weird and creepy. But he would have girls come over and line up in a row, and they would question them, and the girls would sit there and like do it and like answer the questions, and he would show them around the house, the manager, and be like, and this is his room. And I'm like, what are you doing? Because like I'm in the room, my stuff's in the room. Like my shit's hung up in closets. Like what are you doing, bro? And yeah, it was just weird stuff. And like,
but you really loved him.
Yeah, because I could see through, like, I let social media get the best of me for a really long time and make me like that. Mm-hmm. So I could tell, like, you don't mean to be like that, but you have to because you think that's how you have to live. But like,
it's a mask.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm like, I can get him out of that. Like, I could break him out of it. I can fix him.
When you were talking about how he was fighting with his mom and like putting his hands on his mom, which his mom fucking texts you crazy shit all the time still. Which now I understand where they get it from. There's got to be so much trauma in that family because she's crazy. Like, she is wild the way she texts you and stuff.
And I would tell her, but I think they made her crazy. Yeah. Because she, when they're not around, is so sweet. And she's like, you're so beautiful. You could do better. Like, she'd be really, really sweet to me. And, like, we'd get along really well. And she'd be like, oh, I'm going on. She goes on little trips with her friends and stuff. And she does normal mom things. And then she gets around them and she's like, fucking stupid bitch, fuck this bitch, did you see this online, and da da da. And
they just feed off of each other.
I'm like, you even got your mom playing games, like, you know what I'm saying? Because girls come around and they like Kayla, Mina, y'all, like they're good girls and they change because they want to, like, even their mom did. And she's like, yeah, text me crazy. And I'm like, because recently the video I finally called him out, and I was like, me and your mom, and even Kayla's sick about it because whatever I call her, but she's sick. Because I was like, me and his mom make fun of you, sis. I was like, you're talking about me. And she's like, well, I'm a real one. At least I didn't, like, leave him and go get pregnant with a new guy. I'm like, if you leave me, like, for real, leave me and we're done. Bye.
Yeah, well, you didn't get pregnant from a new guy. You got pregnant from...
She said, well, I got his face. Like, what? You just got his name. I got his face. And I'm like, do you want a cookie?
Yeah, no. And who's this? This is his new girl. Yeah, we don't even need to touch base on her. She was friends with a toxic relationship, and it's just a vicious circle.
And then after that whole video came out of like him kicking me out and all this stuff, he's still texting me, worried about me, like making sure he knows where I'm at. And then he's like, "There's this content house," because I was like, "Fuck this! Like, I'm about to leave or whatever. Like, leave for good. Leave Florida. Fuck Florida altogether."
Yeah.
Because we were talking about the agent thing, yeah. Because, like, my agent was like, you just literally let this fucking, like, turd cuss me out. And I'm like, yeah.
It's turd
like,
with dreads.
Yeah, and I'm, like, behind him, like, yeah, what he said, like, I fell for it. I'm not going to lie.
You thought that he was going to, like, everything was going to be okay, so you let him make that call for you.
Yeah. And then after, and then the next day, literally, he goes, actually, let me send him a video just in case. So, like, you still have that on, like, a back burner. And I'm like... And then he sends him another video and he's like, we're just kidding, Riley. Like, we love you. Da da da. Like, you know, MJ's loyal to you and not me. And he sends that. And I'm like, that didn't help anything.
Yeah. You're like, you just fucking got my career canceled, even though
that
most
I've
people
done.
Would-
and I've done meet and greets for, like, merch for. Like, I've really, like, my videos have millions of views. Like, I've done pretty good with it. I'm not mad at everything that's happened because I don't think I'll ever go back. Like,
you don't think you'll ever go back?
No, I think
is there a little
I think
bit
everything
of-
that happened like really opened my eyes to like, damn, like I used to treat people like shit and I didn't realize it till I was with someone that treated people like shit. And then I was like, I thought it was just like, you're around me, so like you can deal with me, you know how I am. And then I got around people like that and I'm like, ew, like do I treat people like that? So I like,
was
yeah, I was like, fuck this. Then he sent me this content house after he paid. It was with Memphis and Coco and some other people. And then and Chris, different. My baby, I love him so much. You'd love Chris. You would love him.
Aw, yeah.
But, yeah, I moved in there. And he paid the first month's rent. I left for the dog, okay? By the way, he tried to say he paid me to leave. No, I left for the dog because Frankie was hitting the dog. So I said, you know what? All the times we've broken up, you've kicked me out, fine. Gimme Cartier.
Where is Cartier now?
At my house with Nanu, laid up in the bed.
Chilling.
Yeah, cute.
Aw, living the life.
We got shots. Well, there was two of them. Mine and Alex's got eaten by alligator.
Oh, God.
Because no one would watch them but me. And so I had to go do something. No one's watching them. Dog runs off. And on, like, the Ring camera and stuff. And I'm like, so I'm like, all right, well, if I'm leaving, fuck this. Give me the dog. Like, Legally Blonde, give me the fucking dog and I'm gone.
Yeah. Like, I don't care about you, give me the dog.
Yeah. And then he walks me in the bathroom when no one's looking and he hands me $6,000.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're a beautiful girl, you're an amazing person, like. And I'm just like, you just put me on live for how long and made fun of me in front of people.
That's the
and
thing.
Let girls throw my clothes around. And
that's what I don't understand is how these boys, I will get canceled if I tell a fucking joke that's inappropriate. But this boy can go online and literally belittle women all day long, fight with them, cuss them out, treat them terrible, gaslight them, and he's got a following. Like, I don't understand that. I think
it's because people are entertained. Like, they show entertainment. They don't know if it's good or bad.
I can see the good in him, and that's why I'm not talking shit about him and going in on him. I can see the good at him, and I also can see that he's hurting a lot. Like, he doesn't know who he is and he's still trying to figure out life too.
But that doesn't, will until he leaves his brother.
That doesn't make an excuse to treat women the way that he does online. I just think it's crazy. Like, just tell the truth. Be like, yeah, I really fucking loved MJ and we just didn't work out. Like, why is that so hard to say? You have to belittle her and lie and make her look like she's crazy.
Thank you. Literally, I don't think through all the people after him that I met, like, the only reason I was talking about the content house was because, like, I'm thinking, okay, that's just them. It's, like, anyone I've met through TikTok and, like, been around and had a relationship with, can't just be upfront. Can't just be real. Like, I don't care. Like, if I do something stupid, like, me and someone got in a fight, I got my ass beat. I got my fucking ass beat.
Who'd you get in a fight with?
My friend Jenny. I love her, though. But, yeah, she beat me up because, because
what a great friend, MJ.
Because Coco,
I've actually fought a few of my
friends. I love though. Coco to death, but Coco was in a mental thing through Memphis, the Hit the Quan dude.
Yeah, they have a really toxic
and he thing. Basically told me, like, if you keep snitching for me cheating, like, you gotta get out. And I said, Coco, I'm not gonna say nothing, but my window's unlocked, and if you go look in the back left closet, that's on you. I'm just saying. And it, like,
he was cheating with other girls in the
but
house,
like, I got cheated on and I went through the trauma of being cheated on. I know how it feels. So I'm like, bitch, fuck shit up. Like, I'm gonna tell you every time.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? Kick me
out. Well, that's bye. Girl code.
You have to.
Yeah.
And every other girl in that house would be like, just shut up, dude. Like, don't be like, stop. Like, you're fucking shit up. Like, you're, we could have something good going. Like, even the guys,
they everyone do anything was mad for at me. Clout.
But I'm like, bro, if I see somebody and they're making coffee one day and the next day he's got a girl in his room, I'm gonna be like, yo, Coco, bitch. Meanwhile, did anyone care when Coco was calling Fly on the phone all the time right in front of me? But I thought it was set up, fake, like, just for views. That was real. She sat down and apologized to me, and I'm like, and then went and did it again. And I'm like,
it sounds like the whole Florida.
There's, like, a lot of people that I meet through TikTok are just, they don't actually care about people. They're not actually genuine. Like,
yeah,
they don't. It's weird. I don't know. It's like, it's whatever benefits them. If it don't benefit them,
yeah,
then what the fuck, like.
Coco was supposed to come on the podcast, and she ended up going on, like, No Jumper, and I just hit her a couple more times and was like, hey, come on, and just haven't talked.
I do. I love Coco. She's one of those people where, like...
She's young, too. Like, all these people are so young.
She's...
How old is Memphis, though? He reminds me of, like,
Memphis,
an old man.
I didn't even know. The whole time I lived there, we sit here and come for MJ all day long. Go take care of your kid. Go take care of your kid, which I do very fucking well. Mm-hmm. Both of them, like... I literally think I was made to make babies. I love them. But I didn't even know the whole time I'm living with them. Memphis has a whole ass child. I'm pretty sure two, but he has a whole kid.
Yeah.
Never spoke once about him. No, knew nothing. You would think, and all the times he's talking about my kid, you'd think he'd say, like, oh, I have one. Did I? Never got brought up, nothing. Till, like, after I moved out. And I'm like, he's, like, I think 40 or something. Like, 30, 40. Like,
are you serious?
He's grown. Hit the Quan. I was, like, at the skating rink as a child. And he's chilling with fucking
how old he is?
16, 15-year-olds, like, like, literally, like...
How is
And that, then they're posting videos of me acting ratchet and crazy.
I just how is out that of a not predatory, with, though? How old is Coco? She's pretty young, right?
He was with Coco when she was underage.
Oh, my goodness.
And
Lord, I'm learning a bunch of shit today. I don't want to know.
Well, I mean, I tell it to you, but I tell it to you in so many paragraphs, I don't think you read them
all. Yeah, no, yeah. For sure. Bitch, you are a texter.
When I text you, I have to get everything out.
Still, he's 30. Like,
30 years old.
30 years old acting like this on TikTok? Now I am, like, scared.
But I was, like, I posted videos where he's, they say MJ's entertainment. Like,
fighting with Coco all the time. Like, I couldn't imagine being 30 years old.
He knows he gets views. He doesn't actually care that it hurts her for real or actually, like, she actually wants to be secure in a relationship. There's views. What the fuck? He's going to keep doing it.
Wow. He would
embarrass the shit out of her tomorrow if it meant getting $5. But Coco pays all his bills. He said on live, I'm messy. Everyone says I'm messy. I'm messy as fuck. I don't care. But, like,
I don't think you're messy. I
messy,
think...
like, cleaning wise. Yes.
Oh,
I'm messy.
Okay. Oh,
but
okay.
He did say I pay the most in the house, more than he paid.
Right.
And anyone that lived in the house, I paid $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
And we're talking shit to me when I left. Like, let's be for real.
So let's move on because I don't want to learn any more shit about people that I don't want to know.
But basically, was friends with people that were like, I
just
thought
don't
it was
understand.
For the views and it's not really for views.
It's crazy that life. Memphis is 30 years old with fucking people that are underage and then Fly is just abusing women online and in real life.
And beefing on TikTok and stuff. Like, I'm 23 and I know I live in DeLulu world, but in real life in my head, I'm like, there's drama that recently happened. Like, you know what I'm talking about. And I just feel weird entertaining it now.
Yeah.
I'm on my second kid and I'm like, you said it yourself. You're like, what does it look like? Stupid. Like, you look stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might get some views and yeah, my creator fund might look good, but yeah. Like,
I'm always telling you not to do shit.
I know. And I don't listen, but like now
I think you've done really well.
I went
well.
Through enough, like, falling yeah. on my face events that I'm like, I'm preventing that at all costs. So yeah. I'm like, if you get to be right, and you can be right, and like you've said 1,000 times, something else happens within a week, and that's important. And
well, let's talk about one more dramatic situation, then we're going to move on to you and Caleb and having a new baby and all the good stuff that matters in your life. Oh, wait, actually, we need to talk about 2 more dramatic things. So, baby daddy, last time you were here...
We can call him that, sperm donor.
Okay, sperm donor, sorry.
Sperm donor.
Sperm donor. I forget what you had said last time, but I think you guys were doing the court thing last time, right? It was the beginning of it.
It was basically just, yeah, the beginning. I was trying, but I couldn't get him served. I couldn't find him, nothing. That's when Princeton was a baby. Mm-hmm. He would never remember nothing. So, yeah, I was serving him, like, trying to get stuff done. He's busy fucking Jeffree Star. So he's got no time for it.
Right.
Shout
out Jeffree.
He always gets... I know, low-key. Like, that's the only good thing I can say about him. Like, at least I'm Eskimo with Jeffree. Thank you so much. Like... I appreciate you, and like that's all I got out of you. Other than that, fuck you.
Jeffree's a fucking player from the Himalayas.
He's been going live on TikTok with people lately.
He's hilarious,
and
dude.
I'm like, I want to, but I want to have an awkward conversation and be like, so
how is it fucking my sperm donor?
Because yeah, he said he's the one that got my Twitter deleted when I exposed stuff. But
who, Jeffree did?
I posted like screenshots. I told you last time of like him saying like, because I asked him, are you like that? And he was like, no, that's disgusting. And he said he wasn't because of Jeffree. He said Jeffree put him in a position that made him question himself. And he was like, it was wrong and all this bad stuff.
I think Jeffree likes turning straight boys out, which is fine with me.
I think every guy in the world is a little low-key.
No, Jeffree sucked off one of my exes, too. And he's supposedly straight, but it's like... Go, baby, go. If you guys are gay, just fucking go for it, dude. Like,
I put it online. Like, yeah. Say it. If you are, like, okay, that's cool. That's popping. Do your thing, babes. He waits till Father's Day and comes out. And then, the tweets I post or whatever, he's like, imagine what it looks like when you have Jeffree Star looking at you at the end of the table. You know how much power he has. Mm-hmm. He could ruin you and all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't even think Jeffree fucks with you like that, to be honest. I think he was just fucking you.
Right.
I don't think he's really like your homie.
It was like a
that.
Project.
Because the way he acted online was very fan behavior, but.
Right.
I don't think they're close like that. But anyways.
So now.
Woke up, my Twitter was deleted.
I hate that. So now, today, baby daddy actually went online and is talking shit because what happened?
So, he finally got served from like forever ago, and he like didn't want nothing to do with it, but I talked about it online in a video. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're like a deadbeat. And I never put it on TikTok or nothing before, because I'm just like,
and he goes on TikTok all the time,
and like you he never says lies, like straight lies. And honestly, that's a lawsuit, because why did the state send him paperwork? When I talked to the state, I told them, I don't know who my baby daddy is. I'm fucking any and everything right now.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you. But they saw a tweet on Twitter of me calling him out or whatever. And they went by that and gave him the, like, paperwork, everything. The social worker sent a selfie with my kid to him. Like, I said, are you allowed to send selfies with a peace sign up to someone who is a potential father? He's not father. No DNA. I was like, you're weird.
You're not supposed to send pictures of anybody else's children to anybody.
But mind you, the people that work in that system now are people that I went to school with and stuff. And we're all older, and I went down a different path than them. But so they like follow me, and they know about him and stuff. So I don't know if it's a fan behavior thing, but you're sending selfies of my kid.
Yeah.
You could just briefly say, we have to get a DNA test done, whatever. Anyways, sending selfies of my kid with peace sign. That's, I feel like, illegal. I don't know.
Right.
But I'm done with the system.
I think
so.
It is too.
I feel like that would be illegal. Like, literally,
it's like
my kid's
the
young as fuck.
For the state.
I'm going through, like, the hardest time of my whole entire life. And you know all about that in the, like, last podcast. I'm not even talking about it again. But hardest time of my whole life. And he's sending me pictures of my social worker with peace signs. Like,
yeah.
And he's making up all these lies on the internet saying, I have my kid around, like, I'm not even going to say it, but, like, bad things. And I'm like, what the? Are you saying, like, he's literally, like, I think been so consumed into a phone for so long, he, like, is weird.
Yeah.
He's weird. He's off.
think it's a testament to your character, though, that all these lies, you never have really bashed him, except for on Twitter whenever you finally had enough.
Because if I did bash him, I could really just go in on him buying matching shoes when I was pregnant. Oh, my God. I'm going to cook for you every day like this when you're pregnant. Like, meal plans. Like, this man's bought matching outfit. I never seen a matching outfit. I never seen no meal. I never seen a dollar. I sent him hundreds. And I only time I ever posted was I posted hundreds of dollars I sent him for DNA test, and he's like, I'm in the studio right now, like, I can't deal with this. I drove all around the goddamn world to every DNA clinic, and he never went to one of them. Played me for money multiple times. So I'm like, you know what, fuck that, deaded it. And we never spoke about it, didn't talk to him, fuck you, you know, until like the Jeffree Star situation. But then yeah, the internet found out recently, and you know how the internet is.
Yeah.
Deadbeat, you don't take care of your kid. And at the time, I'm like, finally, like, so I hype it up. I'm like, fuck yeah, y'all let him fucking know he's a deadbeat. Like, bites me in my ass, because now he's like, oh, now I have to prove to the world I'm not.
Right.
So then he's going to attack me, and I'm all these things, and you can't say shit on me when you've never met your kid.
Right.
Never met him once in your life. And so, yeah, we actually had a DNA thing scheduled, and I was ready for it, and he called me and was like, I have all this money now, I'm back on my feet. It was only, I didn't have money before. He's like, that's the honest reason why I was running. He's like, I wasn't in a good position, da 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 da. And I'm like, I didn't care about money.
Yeah,
you could have just said hey to your kid, that's all.
Been his dad.
Yeah, so he doesn't have to get older and be like, ask those questions. But there's someone in his life that gives a fuck, so fuck you, bye. But like, yeah, he was reaching out while I was pregnant with little Caleb Jr. And he's like, I know you're pregnant, all this stuff. He's like, let me help you. He didn't get the answer he wanted. So he starts sending like photos of like mug shots. And he's like, why don't you hang these up all over his room and let him know how much of a great mother you are, and da 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 da.
You should make that into merch.
Mug shots?
Mug shot merch.
I laugh at it. I think it's funny, but I'm like, you think about what you just said. I'm not going to say that. Think about what you just said, buddy. You want me to hang up pictures? You know what I'm going to say. You want me to go hang up pictures of my mugshots all over Princeton's room and let him. Bro, you never even said hey to him. Okay, yeah. I got arrested for some assault. Like, it's not that big of a deal. The bitch was in my face. Like,
I've done worse.
Okay, like, listen, my kid will forgive me for that.
Yeah.
You're a little bit worse than me, so let's be for real.
He doesn't even know who his daddy is. Like, that's
he does, weird. Caleb. That's right. I said if you stand in a room with Caleb, pizza boy, whatever, right now, he's going to Caleb. He's gonna look at you like, who is this human?
Yeah.
I mean, does he act just like you? Look just like you? Like, have the same like interests? Like, my little 4-year-old's playing a fucking piano and stuff, and like, he loves to play a makeup, and I'm just like, is like, what? Like, who taught you this? I walk into him on daycare, and he's has a Cinderella dress on, and he's worried I'm gonna be mad. He's like, are you mad, mommy? I'm like, get it, queen.
No.
Like, I can't be mad at you. You're just a kid, you don't know any better. But like,
yeah.
I see that. Like, and I'm like, you're a little worse than me. But we had a DNA test scheduled, and
she's saying that because the baby daddy, you know.
Yeah, he's gay, and I knew that the whole time.
Yeah.
Bisexual. I knew it the whole time. He wouldn't admit to it, but.
Yeah.
I mean, good for you. Like, I think that's cool. Like,
yeah.
Because I like girls too. So we could mix and match. We could have fun, babe. Like, you don't have to make it weird.
Tag team.
Exactly. But he didn't want to have fun with it. He wants to be all like
secretive.
Yeah. Social media and government. Like, fuck.
So weird.
So
today he went online, and what was he ranting about?
When I had went out of town for another podcast I was supposed to do, I was going to go do it, but I told my lawyer I don't want to. Because if I do that, then I'm back in a cycle of court shit. And Princeton's 4. He understands everything. He's smarter than me.
Right.
No, I don't want it. You can keep every dollar you have. Fuck off. So I didn't go, and the case got closed. And he's online, like, thank God. Like, he was like, the kid isn't mine. Finally, I can close this chapter in my life. It's been an ongoing issue and all this stuff, and I'm like,
but he doesn't know if the kid's his or not. There's never been a DNA
he does
test.
He does 100,000,000,000
but I'm just saying, like, to go online,
I have messages, he knows,
right? But to go online and say the kid's not mine, like, come on, you don't,
it's to please everybody. Everyone on the internet needed an answer,
right?
It's the only reason we went to court in the first place. He had to give him an answer. He got his answer. I refuse a DNA test. You know what? I'll be the bad guy. Yep. All the things you say, whatever, cool, run with it. I don't care. As long as I don't have to worry about someone taking my kid to Las Vegas and talking bad about me to my kid, like just weird things, you win. And he gave him a whole speech and he's like, thank you to all of my supporters. And he's got all his supporters like, I'm so sorry, F that girl. And I'm just like,
I can't stand what people think supporters for drama. Like, come on, man. Yeah, anybody's like, gonna, everybody loves to watch a fucking train wreck. You know, so they're not your supporters. They're literally people that are just so obsessed with fucking storylines and toxicity that, you know, they're just going to tune in whenever there is drama.
Yeah. And he fed into it. Like, he still has the videos posted to this day. And I'm like, what if I text him? I said, what if I deleted all my stuff? Because I'm like, what if he gets older and he sees these things and you guys do actually meet one day and y'all are cool? And he's like, that's how my dad talked about my mom. That's how he talked about me. Like, delete them. Don't leave them up there. You're more worried about what other people that you will never meet and they'll never help you or do anything for you in life think about you than someone who has the same blood as you.
Yeah.
And that's all right, because you can go do your thing. Later on in life, it'll hit you and it'll suck. But
yeah, karma doesn't miss, baby.
No, the fuck it don't, because it got the fuck out of me.
So moving on, last bit of drama that we're going to discuss, and then we're going to move on to the good stuff. You were just recently supposed to go on Cian Witt's podcast.
Yep, I was. And honestly,
you were texting me the whole time, so I know the whole situation of what happened.
Can I talk? Am I allowed to talk like about it? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know, because I know you don't like being involved in like drama shit, because it's for the birds. Because sometimes there was plenty of times when I could have been like, Bunny, but I'm like, she doesn't want no part of it.
No, I hate drama, and I'm never going to beef with people.
I was supposed to go on their podcast. I've been live. Literally, when I was still in the hospital, I went live, like, and I was having my baby, and season my live. We're about to start adding, like, or flying people out. Like, we can't wait to have you. She's always in my lives talking about it. I'm thinking, okay, we're on, like, a friendly basis. Y'all get turned. Like, y'all are messy. I'm messy. Like, it's cool. We're good vibes. It'll be fun. And then, like, people are commenting. They're like, oh, this, like, about, like, hyping it up. So we planned it. We scheduled it. Normally, when you do a podcast, you pay for a flight. You pay for a hotel. That's normal. She was, like, wanting me to bring. And we were, like, friendly. The text messages were friendly. Until she's like, do you want to bring your kid? That would be so awesome. I want to meet the little guy so bad. Da-da-da-da-da. And, like, I'm like, aw, like, that's so sweet. I'm like, but he's just too little. Like, I can't bring him. And I'm like, if I did, though, like, I'd have to bring Caleb. Because, like, that would be cool to bring him. But I don't know. It's too risky for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, people always say, like, oh, bad mom. But I don't like my kid on social media like that.
Yeah.
I don't like having my kids on social media. And I don't like having flying with them. I leave them out of shit I do.
Well, because it's so fucking scary. It's a scary place.
And when I did the bad mom comments were so much worse, so fuck it, like, I'm just gonna leave him out of the situation.
Yeah,
you can see him when you see him, if you don't, you don't. But anyways, yeah, so she was like, bring him, bring the little guy, like, texting me back and forth, like, mutual, like, there's a friendship basis,
a rapport. You felt like you guys had a rapport.
It was cool. I was comfortable enough to come out there and come sit down and talk with y'all, like, how I feel like me and you talk. And then I'm like, well, I'd have to bring Caleb, because he'd have to help me, you know what I mean? Like, I can't, if I'm going to be, because she already told me the vibes were like, talk your shit. I'm not going to do that in front of
right,
my
so
kids.
Right, so when she said talk your shit, she was talking about the Fly Soldier stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why, but she just posted this thing and made it look like I was just sending her tea. But I was like, that's why I talk to my friends. Are we getting messy, bitch? Like,
girl,
tell me the vibes.
I could scroll through me and MJ's text messages, and there's literally paragraphs
from
MJ.
It's just how I send hella emojis, okay? Yeah, I might look a little crazy in messages, but, like, you can show yours, too. Like,
let me tell you something. MJ's going to communicate one way or another. She's going to fucking talk. And if you answer her back, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. Just get to it when you can.
I'll talk to myself if I have to. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna get my point across, whether it's to you or me.
Yeah.
I wrote it out and
I, but I don't think, you know, and in defense of Kristen, I don't think she knew your texting style, you know, so she probably didn't know, like,
well, at first she was cool about it, like, we were all,
I toned it down a little for her. You know, I could tell she came from a privileged household. I toned it down a little. I didn't do too many things, but I was like, okay. She wants me on this podcast. I can already tell she wants some messy vibes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, you know, I've been doing porn for years. You just do, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll give her MJ Fresh. That's the dollar
sign.
Yeah. You know, like I come to you and I'm Madison MJ, a little mix. So I could already tell the vibes a little bit, but she was being cool back. Then she's like, oh, well, you should so bring Caleb out. Like, he would get along with the boys. She never mentioned nothing about having a trip. Let me just go ahead and say that. She didn't mention nothing about a trip.
About a what?
I told her multiple times. For like,
she didn't mention anything trip, about a what?
Some trip that she was going on.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It was like a last minute thing.
The family trip, or whatever.
Pretty sus. If I'm allowed to talk all of my shit or if I have to tone it down, I don't know. But
what did you say?
I think it's a little sus because she was talking to me for a very long time about this flight. And last minute, even her assistant, Bree, it texted me and was like, apparently they're going out of town tomorrow.
So I think before it gets off track, and I just want to keep you on track, because I knew what was going on because you were texting me the whole time. What had happened was you were trying to build a rapport with Kristen. And
so Caleb, we're thinking we're going to go and Caleb's going to come. We're all going to chill and hang. Yeah. And
normally, here's the thing. Whenever I invite two people on the podcast, I pay for both of them. There's so many people who have like, hey, can I bring my friend? And I've never
invited Caleb. I've pulled up before. And if our last podcast we did, literally in it, me and you were talking because you were like, you didn't bring Caleb. And I'm like,
yeah,
I didn't know. I don't bring Caleb.
So just in MJ's defense, and I'm not talking down on Kristen or Whitney in this situation at all. They are just now learning how to run a business and they're going to fucking make mistakes, you know, but normally if you're going to have two guests on your podcast or included, then yeah, you definitely would pay for that other person. So I think that's where you started getting off vibes or like the communication wasn't good because I'm like,
well, shit, like if that's the case, then if you can add a person, I said, if you can, and I have the text too. If you can add a person, go ahead. Yeah. Shit, add him. I'll bring him. I was like, but my mom will still probably babysit I'm going to get a babysitter because I just still don't want to bring the baby.
Right.
But hell yeah, I'll bring Caleb. And she's like, oh, bet, I'm on a flight right now. When I land, I'll start looking for flights for him.
Right.
I'm like, okay, boom, cool.
She did say that? She said, I'll start looking for flights
for him? Yeah, I have the text. I will start looking for flights once I land. I'm on a flight right now.
Wow.
I said, okay, awesome. I was like, thank you so much. And I said, and she posted me saying, I love that you included Caleb. Like, no one ever includes him. She didn't include the part where she said, I'm going to look for flights.
Okay.
So I just look like, so people are like, oh, like, you asked her to pay for your boyfriend. First of all, I don't even invite this motherfucker nowhere. So let's be so for real.
You and like, Caleb, that boy loves you. You better start being nice to him, MJ.
He's been sleeping on the couch for like a week, dude. He's annoying.
He got you balloons and picked you up from the airport.
Yeah, because he wanted the, online. He knew what people were going to do. He's a little actor.
Stop being so tough. You guys finally have a baby. Come on.
Yeah, I'll see you at every birthday for the next 18 years. Try me now, huh? But so.
That's MJ Fresh talking, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on, she didn't get Caleb a ticket, but
she tells me this last minute, the day before, like 2 days before I'm about to go. Yeah. She's like, the flight's full, babe. I don't even know. Like, I can't. Like, the flight's full. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I'll just do it. I call him. I'm like, hey, I want to add somebody or like get him a ticket. I tell him my stuff. Hence, I've told her like 10 times. Could you send me the info for the flight? She won't send the shit.
Which in her defense, and I've said this to you even off camera, was she was doing her sister's party, right?
Said that, and then I was like, okay, that's cool. And then a week goes by and she's still like, hey I'm sending it. And I'm like, all right, I just need to know. Like, it's not because I want to come on the podcast so bad, it's because I have two kids, make
plans,
and I have to make sure everything's set out good for them. One's in daycare and one's in diapers. I can't just get hit with a flight tomorrow and up and dip,
right?
And that's kind of how she did it. And, like, I get that's maybe her. And, like, cool for her. Like,
so they didn't have a set girl, date for you? They didn't have a set date for you?
It was just floppy all around. It was first, it was, like, 15, 16th. And I was, like, we just kept bouncing around.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I said, you know what? Whatever works best for you, go ahead, book it, send it to me, let me know, and I'm there.
Yeah.
And, like, that's just how I text. And that's the only thing she posts online is, you tell me when and where, and I'm there.
Yeah.
Me and a friend, because we were bouncing around dates for so long. Yeah. Anyways, So,
I mean, are you supposed to be mean to people when you text them?
Are you supposed to dry text? I guess if you're too nice, like you're like a dick writer.
I
like,
don't understand. Yeah, the people are.
I'm not. Insane. I'm just trying to make sure we're like on comfortable vibes. If I'm about to sit down with you and
And spill my guts.
Yeah, I want to at least know like we're cool. Like
yeah.
Or do you just want me to do that on camera? Anyways.
So you flew in the same day as the podcast, which I think is crazy because I fly all my guests in the day before. I never make a guest do a podcast. You did one today because you're a fucking savage and that's how you wanted it.
Okay, but also because like I don't know. We're on other than just like podcasts, we're on like a friendly basis too. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I'll get ready on a motherfucking airplane to come up and see you. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
I don't know them like that. So, yeah, I'm going to need, like, if I got layovers, shit going on, like, and you're rushing me.
Well, so, okay, yeah, let's talk about that. So, you get on the plane and the flight is delayed.
Both of them were delayed. Right. She booked the flight.
You're already frustrated because the flights are delayed. You're
and not because frustrated I planned for Caleb to be coming, too.
Right.
And then she tells me last minute and the people were like, no, the flight's not full. The flight's just $700 to $1,000 a ticket.
Right.
And I'm like, you could have just said it was too much. You didn't want to pay for him.
Right.
You didn't have to say it was full.
Right.
Because now it's the day before and I'm not paying $1,000.
So you felt like you guys were already getting off on a bad foot because she just couldn't be real. And
yeah.
Just be like, hey, man, I don't want to pay the $700 for the ticket.
And if you would have told me that like a week prior,
yeah.
Tickets are cheaper.
Yeah.
Then he still could have came. I didn't have to tell him, oh, bet. Look, she said you get along great with the guys. And like, you know, Caleb's like, you know, thinking he's going.
Yeah.
You didn't just say he should come. You said he should come and hang out. The guys would love him. Like, Wood's boyfriend's going to be here. My boyfriend. Like, she made it seem like that. And then last minute, a flight the day before. Babes, that's expensive. Caleb, you better sit your ass at home.
Yeah. I won't even pay $700 for tickets for me, Mimi, and Haley. That shit's ridiculous.
No, I know how she feels 100%. But you didn't say that. You said...
No, I'm agreeing with both of you guys. Like, the $700 for fucking just a flight is crazy.
But whatever. Okay, so fuck that, right? And then I get on this flight. They're both delayed. She booked them. And she keeps asking me for all the information. And I'm like, you booked the flights. And if you have... She's like, oh, we have nothing to plan. No, don't worry about it. Like, take your time, girl. There's nothing going on. The posts she posts online are like, well, we had other podcasts to do and all this stuff. If that's the case, why'd you ask me so many times... about like my flights and where they were and stuff like that. You would need to know those because you would have to, like, today you had another podcast to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you needed to know what time I was coming because you had to make sure it fit right with the other person.
Right.
She didn't need to know none of that.
Right.
She sent me like a weird message at the end. And I was like, I get the vibe. She's sending me this in case.
Yeah.
Online.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. I wasn't dumb, but.
So you had landed, your flight was delayed, and they wanted
both
to shoot the podcast like
5:30, and I didn't.
What time did you land?
5:30.
Okay.
It was like literally I was walking out at the airport around like I was like, there's absolutely no way.
Yeah.
First thing I said, maybe we should just reschedule because I feel rushed and like I don't know. I was like texting you and I'm just like, this is a lot. Like,
yeah, you were already stressed.
And she's
out.
Told me twice, I'm picking you up from the airport. I'm picking you up from the airport. Give her the times. I'll be there. And then right when I'm walking out, flights are delayed. She's like, hey, could you just get an Uber?
Yeah.
I get to the hotel. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Fuck it. It's 45 minutes away. And you want me to be here at 6 then?
It's like she wanted you to get right off the flight and then go straight to the podcast, which is like impossible.
I said,
I look
like a freaking noodle right now. Says no. I already get the vibes. You're trying to make me look stupid. So I at least want to look cute when I look stupid. Like,
yeah.
So I'm like, well, the place you have me staying at is 45 minutes away. Can't be there. Then she's like, yeah, but it's only 10 minutes from me. Oh, so you only have to take a short drive. Okay. I booked the Uber. I get there. She didn't get me a hotel room. It was just on file. And they were like, well, we need your card to pay for it. Because it's just booked. Like, she reserved it. She didn't pay for it. Then I was like, I was going to. So they hand me like all this paperwork I had to fill out and stuff. And I'm like, they want me there in like 30 minutes. I don't got time for this shit. I sent her the number and I was like, yo, you need to call them. You need to just let them know, approve your card. It was a general manager. She was like, thank God I'm the general manager. I can go ahead and approve it. Just tell her, call me and tell me the last 3 digits of her card and I'll let her. I'll let you go ahead.
I was going to say sometimes like Priceline, when you go to book things, they'll do that. Like they'll want like the 3-digit security card. Like, I don't know. It's just like to protect the
without all the extra shit. And I'm like, y'all are rushing me already.
Yeah.
Girl, and paperwork and all this. Like, I don't even know what color lipstick I'm wearing. Fuck no. Like, can you just give him a call? And then she's like passive aggressive in her messages. Like, I'm on my phone now. So send the number now. I'm like, you're talking to me a little funny. And like, I'm a little crazy, girl. I'm like, okay. And I send the number. I'm like, she approves it, gets a room. And I'm like, that's normally what happens. Maybe we should reschedule. I said it probably 10 times.
Yeah.
And then she just Brie texts me. No, girl, you're good. We're going to do it. Do you want to do 8:30 tonight, 9 o'clock tomorrow? I said 9 o'clock tomorrow is way better. 9 o'clock tomorrow, bitch. Please.
Yeah.
I'm going to go lay down.
Relax.
Yep.
Just vibe out.
And plus, if not, then y'all are randomly going out of town. She's like, oh, apparently they're going out of town tomorrow. Your assistant doesn't even know when you're going out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? And why would y'all invite me somewhere and be going out of town the very next day and want me to do a podcast at 8:30 at night?
Right. So you're just beyond frustrated.
And I'm just like, so what am I supposed to do the 16th all day?
Yeah.
Because it would have been different if Caleb was with me, but now I'm like by myself.
Right.
And trying to make it seem weird about my dog. I just want to know if dogs are allowed at the hotel, by the way. That's all. I would have paid for my fucking dog. It's only $150. Like, I didn't know if they were allowed at the hotel. But she didn't know shit about the hotel, clearly. So, yeah, she was like, text me, apparently Kristen and them are going out of town. I'm checking with the girls. No one knew what was going on. And I'm like, I sent her a whole message. She never posted that, though. Where I'm text, well, I was texting you, and I'm like, I feel frustrated. And you were like, you just need to communicate, tell her how you feel. So I'm like, fuck, I don't know how to do that. I just know how to cuss bitches out.
I'm like, all right. I'm very proud of you. There's so much growth here, MJ.
It's so hard. Like, it literally is like,
growth sucks.
I want to be like, you stupid fucking cunt. But like, instead, I'm like, hey, babes. So listen, pink heart. pink heart. Eats me alive. And then bitches make me look so dumb online. And I'm like, you were so lucky I said that because I was going to say something else. Okay. I guess that's why I'm overly nice. Cause anyways.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, girl, this is really unprofessional. I've done multiple podcasts with people. I didn't say this part, but with people that you know too.
Right.
And I've also, not just you, but I've done other podcasts too. And like, even just like dumb shit like Fresh and Fit, where like you're made to like be angry. Like, anything where you meet up and like your interview, like, it's just not professional. They have a set time. With or without you, they're doing it.
Right.
Period. They have a set date. They have flights. Like, everything's booked and done. It's not all in the same day. You have a
game plan.
And they're like bouncing around dates with me, bouncing around times. And then I'm like, girl, I'm not coming. Read the room. I've said 10 times, let's reschedule. You're not getting it. Read the room. Like, I'm not coming.
Right. So you told them you didn't want to be on the podcast.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's late as fuck at night. I'm getting the vibes because y'all are just being really weird. And I don't like being in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah. Well, I think you were just so frustrated by that point that everything was going to trigger you.
Like, it'd be different if she was giving me like friendly vibes, but it was like the girls that wear Lily Pulitzer in school vibes, where it's like, hey, girly pops. So like, and I don't like those. Girl, no, I already know. No. So girl, I'm not coming.
We have a triggered MJ.
So then I didn't say nothing about it online. Didn't say nothing. Obviously everyone's like,
well, okay, what's going on? So you didn't say anything about it online, but
tell. I was getting there. I'm getting to it.
But which I, when you did this, I told you.
You told me not to.
I said, but you're going to
establish I don't listen. Okay?
Start a war.
And I have to prove my point. And the one person who I haven't talked to the whole time and thought was cool was like, we didn't want beef with Fly.
Who said this?
Whit. Okay. And I'm like,
but they told you to talk your, well, Kristen told you to talk, literally said, your shit.
I asked you, you want me to be messy? Like, whatever. Like, what do you, that's normally how I talk to people, and they'll let me know the vibes.
Yeah.
Like, and the girl's like, yeah, talk your shit. Like, act up, all this stuff. And like, she never posted that. She just posts me looking like I'm trying to be messy.
Right.
I'm trying to come on the podcast.
Right.
I don't invite myself to shit.
I don't think you even right on this podcast here, you didn't talk shit about Fly. You just told the truth of what you had gone through.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah. Like, and
but that's just returning his same energy.
If I'm live with him. Yeah. Cause like, you're going to make me look bad and make you look bad. But like, I don't. Even Kristen, I don't dislike the girl. It's just like, why do you have to be weird on the internet?
Yeah.
Why do you have to lie?
Yeah.
And Fly does the same shit. And like, I've been around enough TikTokers, and they just, like, they have to look like they're right, and you don't have to, like,
right.
And she's just trying to make me, and meanwhile, it's just making me look funny, and, like, now I'm a mean girl because I defend myself, and I'm like, you know what? Instead of proving my point, let's not forget, Shorty, when you were hugging up all on Fly, and kissing on him, and she was making him look bad. I have texts with his mom, and she was like, I'm worried about him. They're making him look really stupid on live. He doesn't drink alcohol.
I don't think anybody could make him look stupid.
But he doesn't drink alcohol. Right. And, like, you can tell from the vibes when she was on live with him, and they were hanging out, right, like, literally a week after we broke up. Like, she's, like, got the camera on him, and she's, like, like, laughing and stuff. Like, he's messed up in the bed, like, drunk. He's, like, doing too much. He's sloppy, like... And they think it's funny, and that makes him look bad. And his mom's tripping out on me about it, like, what the heck, get a hold of Frankie and all this stuff. And I'm like, that's what I was like, I'm scared they're going to do to me. So, yeah, Shorty just gave me those vibes, and I'm just like, let's not forget that, you know?
Yeah.
But I overlooked that, just like with Coco, just like a bunch of people I talked about that did things that were slimy, but I just overlook it because I'm a girl's girl.
Yeah.
I actually am, even though I talk a lot of shit.
You are a girl's girl. We've always had a great rapport.
Like, unless you do me wrong, then I'm hot-headed.
Hold you accountable.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk crazy. Like, and I'm ADHD, so I'm going to talk in every fucking direction and very fast.
Over-communicate.
Yeah.
MJ's an over-communicator.
And I saw every detail.
When I got the text that you for your next move, you were triggered. You were triggered, MJ.
I'm triggered. And then... So I posted, you know, the video and whatever, and I was like, thanks for the free vacay, bitch. Like, people are already saying it anyways.
That was you feeding into
that was me being
the bullshit.
Immature. That was me being immature, toxic, yeah. And I'm just like, and like, honestly. But
was that before or after Whitney had posted that they canceled on you?
That was after Whitney said we canceled on her because we didn't want drama to fly. So I said, oh, you didn't want that? I'm going to give it to you now. Like,
right. So just so we clarify, I don't think Whitney knew probably the story. So that, and you know. Whitney is trying to build a brand and a business herself, like I've told you.
Whitney seemed chill up until, like, she didn't even seem like she really knew what was going on.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I don't think she knew the whole situation. I'd like to give her the benefit of the doubt that she didn't know the whole situation.
Me too, because I've never talked to her, really.
Yeah.
I only ever talked to C. So,
that triggered you hearing that they said they canceled on you.
Kristen, you can speak up and say what's going on. That things were just miscommunication, and that's what it was.
Well, yeah, that and just unorganization.
She wants to go online and post a video and say, we run a business, and...
Who said that, Kristen?
Yes. Posting messages that are very much making her look, like, good. Like, a little too good. You could have posted... You could have made me look bad, but you didn't have to make me look like a fan, sis. Because I didn't even know you before you hit me up first. Right. Nothing about you. I'm not in that side of TikTok. I'm in the... ratchet side, you know what I mean? I'm not in the... Anyways, there's like different areas of messy on TikTok.
Yeah, I try to stay the fuck out of all of it. Don't ever go on mom talk, okay? You think that you motherfuckers are crazy?
And that's why I'm stopping, because I want to rebrand. I want to do a family channel, but oh my God, yeah,
mom
that's
talk is insane. You don't want to go on there.
You fart wrong and they're like, bitch.
Yeah,
did crazy. You know if your kid is around that?
Yeah.
And is anybody calling DSS?
Could cause, yeah.
And I'm like...
yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, let him hold the marker how he wants to.
So you posted your video to clap back at Whitney's.
And then
that.
I start getting... Because, hence, prior, I really didn't know a lot about him, to be honest. Other than, like, with the fly shit. But I overlooked it because I know how he is. So then people are sending me shit. My friend's like, bitch... Like, you didn't see, like, this. And shows me Rachel. And the situation that happened with Rachel. And they were, like, friends. And Kristen's very much talking shit on her baby daddy. And it just looked really sus. And it was sus. And so I'm like, girl, what the heck? And they're letting this girl, like, they're bullying this girl, basically, on the internet. And she's home with a baby. And I know what it's like to be home with a baby and get bullied by a bunch of people because... Oscar with his millions of followers, and I don't, you know what I mean, I know what it feels like, and I'm just like, fuck that. You want to make some TikToks in the fucking hotel she paid for? Fuck, like, I could have paid for myself. I have actual texts too, by the way. There's gonna be a different area code of talking, but where I said next time, I said maybe we should reschedule next time, I will book the flight and the hotel just so I know, like, it's organized.
Right.
So I even offer to do that for anyone says I got a free vacation. I just feed into it and get people.
They act like you don't get money.
I don't get the money I used to get. I'll say that. But
right. But I mean, you still have always gotten money.
And I'm in a different mind headspace.
One thing about MJ, she's going to get it.
Okay. I'll figure it the motherfucker out whether yeah. I gotta pop some coochie. I don't give a fuck. But that's why my like bills getting paid and my kids going to private school. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm by Rachel over. This girl is so innocent. You know when you can just tell someone's innocent.
Yeah.
She's so like, no. I can't go out this like. But she was like, she wanted to make videos, but like. She was also like, I don't know, very like just scared of everything, like walking on eggshells. I lived like that for a long time where it's like, I know I can talk my shit to you. I can stand up for myself, but I'm scared because I've been put in positions where it's fucked me over. And I'm like, girl, live your life. Like, just do you. Like, and so, yeah, I invited her over. We're chilling. Like, we just bumped into each other in the lobby. That's what we say. And she even, the funny part is she was like, hey, I know this is weird, but she was like, is it okay if, she was like, is it okay if I bring my boyfriend? Like, I know that's weird. Not a lot of people. And I'm like, girl, I feel you. Bring him.
Yeah.
Bring him.
You're like, pizza boy would be here.
Yeah. I'm like, bring him, girl. I got him a wristband. I was like, we're up. I'm just not really a vacation. I'm chilling at this fucking hotel. The only thing good is this top bar.
Yeah.
With old people. And so she comes and we make some toxic TikToks. Whatever. Who cares? The amount that they've made towards me and towards her. Clap back, like I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like, I do it so this just day.
Vicious cycle. But
yeah.
I'm very proud of you though for not continuing it. Because they did comment and like kept trying to egg you on and stuff like that.
And they're like, where are the receipts? Where are the receipts?
Yeah.
And they know and I'm like, what do you mean? You know I have them.
Yeah.
You want the drama. And you don't want beef with Fly. Well, it's good
for their podcast, you know? It makes people
want
to listen to their
podcast. But you don't want beef with Fly. But wasn't he just cussing y'all out on live? And they posted me sending a video. I sent the video to make her feel better. Saying like, hey, girl, this is normally what he does. It's his inner insecurities.
Yeah.
Trying to make her feel better. Like, don't let that get to you. Because he was like digging deep. He was hitting roots. And she made it look like, oh, I'm just sending her drama.
Yeah.
But... yeah, she made it seem like something it wasn't, and it's just like, just keep it real. Like, we don't have to beef, but I get it. People gotta get their views up. Like, if I don't beef, I can do a mom thing. I have other.
Let's talk kinks, about that.
You know,
she some said people. Kinks.
What is that?
A being niche? A mom is a not niche? A kink. I think it's actually
okay. Well, it's my kink.
You have a breeding kink.
Yeah.
You like to be bred.
I do.
That's
I
what
do
it
because
is.
Like. I don't know. It keeps me not in trouble. Like, Princeton was too good of a kid.
It's
he
so
stays
funny.
Out of trouble, bro. Like, yeah. He does everything he's told. He's yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I'm like, what the hell? Like,
Jelly and I were waking up this morning, and we always try to, like, snuggle before we have to start our days. And he's like, who do you have on the podcast today? And I was like, Justin, Nunley, and MJ. And he goes, oh, MJ's coming back on. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, he's like, man, her and Fly are crazy. He's like, I can't even, they have like such a crazy relationship. I was like, baby, she had a whole kid and is with somebody else now. And he's like, damn, I just saw a TikTok 2 days ago. He's like, that's how old my FYP is.
No, everyone, like, because that's really just what people talk about. So, and I'm like,
yeah,
that's funny. Oh my God. Caleb literally, like, he loves him some jelly. Yeah. And Caleb's dad, I've yelled at his dad really, really.
So you and Caleb got
they
back.
They love them some jelly, but.
Aww. You and Caleb got back together.
Yeah.
Take me on that journey because this is all good stuff. I feel so like you and Caleb have a connection.
Basically, yeah, that's my dude. That's my dude forever. Like, I don't know. We're like the same person. Like, he will tell me about myself. Like, he'll be like, bitch, who are you showing out for? Stop trying to be cute. Like, you're just talking shit because it's the internet. Da, da, like, and I'll be like,
you right.
Like, no, I will never say that ever. But, like, later on, I'll be like, that's why I am humbled now, I think, because he's put me in my place so long and then I've seen it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
And with fucking, you know, people that run around with boxing gloves, and I'm like, y'all dead serious.
Yeah.
And I used to be like that. Like, and I'm like, imagine Caleb sitting there, like, watching me, like, this was doing. I used to be like showing out on the internet. He humbles me a lot, but he's so childish. He gets on my fucking nerves. Like, and he don't do social media.
That's love.
You know what I mean? I don't even let him. He just had a flip phone for the past 2 months. That's why he got fucking grounded and had a flip phone. But yeah, it's for the better. He really did. I said, you want to be back.
How did you guys get back together?
So I'm at the content house and I called him and I was like, I'm dead serious this time. Come get me. But like, if you come, I'm actually come home. I promise.
No.
So he goes to my mom's house. He gets my Jeep keys, whatever. No. I had already had the Jeep. He came to get me like 3 times and I was like, never mind. I'm lit again. Fuck you.
And then I'm lit again.
This time I was like, it's like when all this shit was happening at the content house, and I was like, I actually don't want to be like this. Like, I want a life. Like, I want something, you know, like of to have substance. Purpose. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't giving it. This is me being everyone's entertainment. I'm always everybody else's entertainment. And yeah. It's never MJ's. You know, it's never mine anymore, other than porn, but that's other guys.
You're still giving yourself to the world.
So, Caleb's always told me that, but I always told him he's a fucking idiot and a loser and broke, and she can shut the fuck up. Then I got put in that position with someone else who called me a fucking loser and broke and all those things. I'm like, damn, so this is what it feels like. This sucks.
Gross.
And I used to literally, like, be so mean to Caleb. I'd be like, you can go sleep on the side of the road.
Used to be? You're still pretty sassy.
I haven't been arrested for domestic violence in a long time, so we're gonna
knock
be
on wood.
Proud of that, okay? But like,
we're gonna knock on wood.
We just like fits now. Like, we don't fight. Like, before,
that's
it'd be
growth.
Like,
you guys have been growing.
Like, I used to think that I was a grown ass man. Right. Like, we could really like talk about it. And yeah, so I call him and I'm like, actually, really come, like, for real, because Memphis was like, you know, you keep telling on cheating, you can leave, and I was like, fuck you. You know what? I'm going back to my cheater, because I cheated back and I got my lick back and
didn't feel good, did it?
Fuck no. Well, no, he did it first and he wants to play victim. Caleb be playing victim, all right? Don't be trusting him. But he cheated
all
first.
All men play victim.
Then I got my lick back, except I really fucked myself because then I'm stuck with tattoos and I'm like, fuck. But
you're
getting lazy. It's not stuck in my head. Like, now we're together and like before. Like, everything he would do, he could literally, like, say something that was wrong. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, because you cheated. It's, like, every word out of my mouth. But now I've got my lick back. It's really fucked up and childish. But, I mean, I came back home. Well, he actually, I flew him to Florida. He gets there. I forgot I flew him there to come get me. I'm on top of the roof at this place called the Tree House. And it was another content house. And I was like, you know, obviously entertainment because I'm the bitch that don't give up, pull my tit. Ooh, like, so I'm on top of this house, on the roof, my boobs out, and about to belly flop into the pool. And Caleb's down there. And everybody knows about him because I've been talking about Pizza Boy and there's, like, cameras and all this stuff. And, like, it was, like, people performing and stuff. And they run over there like, Pizza Boy, you're the Pizza Boy, you're the Pizza Boy. Because I always talk about him. And Caleb's like, get the fuck down. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, you came? And no. We're riding home. And I was like, half pink hair, half black hair, tattoos. And I'm like, so you're not going to cheat on me ever again?
No.
And I know it's like the worst, like, fucked up thing. And it's like, I don't know. The shit we've been through, people are like, why would y'all ever get through that? Like, just don't be together.
You guys probably have a lot of childhood trauma that's similar.
But we fixed it. We started, like, going to, like, therapy and, like, talking about our problems. And it's corny and it literally makes me want to throw up. But, like, he's like, we need to do it. And I'm like, it works. But, like, I was so I went through, like, a state of, like, psychosis almost from when I was with Alex and them. My stepdad, but he was my dad. He was, like, my Caleb DePrinceon, died when I was dating Alex. The same day we did the music video. They told me, shut the fuck up, suck it up. I literally had to suck it up. Nobody knows. No one cared. I posted about it. He said, delete that. You look sorry as fuck on the internet.
Alex said that?
Because his brother told him, like, what the fuck is she posting this sad stuff for? Da, da, da. So I, like, was literally basically in this mindset after I left and came home with Caleb of, like, don't look like this on the internet. Don't, like, you know, because they had, like, made me feel like that for so long.
Right.
And I came home and finally started grieving things that happened. Like, I started dating this guy at Trap. That's at the content house. That's who I lived with. His name was O Trap Star. He was he reminded me just like of Caleb, like probably the nicest fucking human like on the planet. Ew. Let me not get sad. Nicest human on the fucking planet. And he like died. I went home to go get like a U-Haul of my stuff and move it back because I was like embarrassed like of my room at the content house. So I was like, I'm gonna go get like my pink couch and my all my like bougie ass rich shit and make my room look so cute so he can like see that, you know, and get all my designer and like pop off for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like coming back with my stuff and like we were texting like the whole time and like calling everything, and I get a call, I'm an hour away, and they're like, where's Trap? And I'm like, or they were asking where I was at, and I was like, I'm at the studio with Trap, because that's normally where I would be at. But I was being funny, because I was going to surprise them.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you're not at the studio with Trap. I was like, yes, I am. Like, and then they told me he had passed, and I was like, and his dad, like, came to me and told me, like, you were the first girl I've ever met of him having around, because everyone thought he lived, like, this, so rich and, like, this, but he was the only person that brought me over. He lived in a little apartment, his two bedrooms. Like, he didn't really live like that. He was honest about it, real about it. He was like,
what did people. He pass away from?
And Caleb like was like, he told me himself, he was like, I'm at least happy you found someone good, because if not for Trap, he was like, you probably like, because I was going so like drinking, partying.
Yeah,
but I had someone that I had to like have my back. And I went to get on a flight to go visit home and then get my stuff and drive it back. And I literally said to Trap, I was like, don't cheat on me. And he was driving in this car, he used to race the cars and everything, and it flipped and ran into a building, and he was trying to save somebody. He would could have lived. He was supposed to live. He was right. Out of the car. He could have walked off. And he was trying to pull the people out of the car, and yeah. And he was alive and he was going to the hospital. And then, but he had told me like some deep stories about like his mom and stuff like that, that also like opened my eyes and why I'm different now. Like, and then after he passed, I saw these people that told me like deep stories about be like sad but profiting in a weird way, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I got a little crazy about it. I put it on the internet. I was like, and then his dad reached out and was like, how did you know that stuff? And I was like, that's what he told me. And it made me look at stuff like differently, you know, because yeah. Like, what if I'm gone tomorrow? And then people don't really care. They cry for a week.
Yeah.
They profit. They still tag you and stuff, and they move on.
Yeah. That's no, it. That's crazy. The world doesn't stop for anyone.
Yeah. And then I came back with Caleb, and I was just like, damn, I went to the fucking Island Boy shit. I lost my dad. I lost Trap. And I was like, just not like, okay. I was just like, I don't know. I thought everyone was out to get me. Like, it was really weird. I think I was like blowing your phone up a lot too. Like,
yeah, I talked to you a lot.
I was like, I'm in a McDonald's parking lot right now. And like, I hate everybody in that. Like, I need to like get out of here. And like,
I think you wanted to move to Nashville.
And you were like, yeah, you can come stay in my studio. I was like, I'm on the way. And then I'm like, 20 minutes. I was not right. Like, I was not me.
Yeah.
I look back now and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm just Jay chilling on the internet with no tooth out, like living my best life. I'm like,
Krishan.
Yeah. I'm like, she did it. Why can't I? It's different.
You just kind of lost your mind there for a little bit.
Because I went through like some craziness, but I didn't think it was trauma. I thought it was just crazy. But it was trauma.
What you went through was abuse, and it is trauma, you know? And like,
that's what people have told me. They're like, you have to realize you were in a domestic relationship. Like, that was domestic. Like,
yeah.
I didn't clean. I got water dumped on me. Or I didn't. Frankie would try to say, women cook, women clean, bitch, you're dirty. Like, I was treated like a dog by him, but then there's another person who's sad and like, oh, like, it's just weird. I don't know. My brain wasn't right when I got home. And then,
well, that's what happens. I slowly
started to like regain my family, and I was like, Caleb, I need to get pregnant. I was like, that sounds fucked up and like stupid. I was like, but if I get pregnant, I have no choice but to get right. And if not, there's gonna be an opportunity that's gonna reach out to me, I'm gonna take it.
Yeah.
Or there's gonna be someone that hits me up, I'm gonna go. And I don't wanna do that anymore. I was like, I need to get right. I was like, and Caleb's been wanting to get me pregnant since they fucking met me. So he's like, oh, for real?
He's like, it's my time to shine.
Yeah. I know where we got pregnant, what time and how and what position.
Right.
And it did. It made me like sit the fuck down. And while I was pregnant, what do you know? People that I've always wanted to like collab with, opportunities I've always wanted to have, hit me up, and I have no choice. I have to sit down and like sit and do fucking nothing, and like my brain doesn't like
heal. You have to sit and heal.
Yeah, it was bad. I was like posting corny stuff, like sad stuff, and then I'd go back and be like, ew, like ew. That's not me, because I just, I'm happy.
Nobody is happy all the time.
But I had to face like real life, and that's why I'm like better now, because I had to go through that, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I thought I was just with some fucked up people, and I laughed at them and joked at them, but I was with some like fucked up people. Like, they're not right. Like,
yeah,
they treat people bad. I was in a domestic relationship. Like, I see people talk about that online, and I'm like, so corny.
Yeah.
But that's real shit. And so now I'm like healed or whatever. I mean, I'm still like always in a silly, goofy mood. But
healing,
like,
is a process, and it's going to take a long time. You don't just heal. Like, you heal from one thing, and then you figure out, oh, fuck, I have 20 other more things that I need to fucking heal. So it's like a constant journey. It's literally a journey. It's not a destination.
Yeah, it's... it's different because, you know, me, I like to
ignore stuff.
Yeah.
And not deal with it. But now you got a beautiful baby boy. Have you been dealing with any postpartum or anything like that?
No, not really. I literally had him May 1st. I went to work May 12th. Mm-hmm. Right back to the club.
Good.
That shit made me hella tips. They'd be like, you had a baby when? And then also, like, South Carolina be fucking with Bunny, bro. I'm telling you, I love you, but like, you be pulling me some tips, girl. Like, I be like, well, do y'all know? My friend, extra 50 on the tab. I'm like, yep,
love that.
But yeah, I don't dance anymore either. Like, I just stopped doing all of that. I just waitress. It's still fun. I'm still bottle girl, but like, you can't touch me unless I give you permission.
Yeah.
Which I miss my. I miss being a slut. I do. It eats me alive every day because the power I could have if I could just pop my cooch. But like, mentally, I stay sane, keeping myself to myself, and like keeping the boobs in as much as possible. And
I have to say, from when I first met you to now, you're a lot calmer, and you have grown a lot. Wouldn't you say so? Yeah. Mimi's been around since the beginning too. Yeah. Oh, the first MJ was fucking... woo! She was fucking swinging from the chandeliers.
I get nervous now, and I've never experienced that. And like,
oh, it only gets worse as you get older. Just wait.
Like, Caleb's like, "What is like? You've never been nervous before." I get like awkward sometimes. I'm like, "What the fuck? Who am I? Like, I don't. I'm not like this."
You're growing, baby.
I walk in a room and I'm like, "Bitch, it's MJ, bitch." And I'm like,
but you can't be that girl all the time, and it's not fun if it happens every night. You know, like, there comes a time when you have to be like, you know what? Like, I pop out when there's a bag. Like, if I show up to something, it's because I'm trying to be seen, you know? And that has been like such a saving grace for me, because I'm not everywhere. Like, yeah, you see me online because I want you to see me, but in person, there's people that can say that they have never even met me in person, you know? Like, you only pop out whenever it's needed, because if you oversaturate, then you're just gonna run yourself down.
And that's what I did. Like, I thought I had to pop out going to Walmart.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, Caleb's like, you're going to Walmart.
Yeah.
Put slippers on and go. And I'm like, no. What if people see me?
This is
and
the MJ
nobody
Fresh
like
show.
Actually really cares. You know what I'm saying?
They don't. They
like
really
and then
don't.
Now I don't like it. Like, I don't know. I'll be at the gas station, and like, people in my hometown, I'm very known there, because it's a small town. It's a bunch of like kid people that are spoiled and you know what I mean, privileged. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that's like always like in jail and fucking doing porn and some crazy shit, but now I'm not like that, and people don't accept that. Like, that's why it's hard.
They're not
to
gonna
stay
let you change
like that. Yeah, like, people pull up to the gas station one time and like, for example, be like, MJ, I got two babies in the car. Like, what do you think I'm about to do?
You're like, pumping gas. I just put
I'm
one
like,
to sleep.
I'm like, can I help you? Aww. But before, I'd be like, you know, like,
yeah,
but now I'm not like that.
Well, you've like, lived some life too, and you realize that not everybody has good intentions. And that's, I think that's like the hardest lesson to learn, is that people don't have the same heart as you.
Yeah, it really fucking sucks not being a good person, for real. It does.
You're a sweetheart.
Because I'd be letting people really take advantage of me, and I realize that now, and I'm like, damn, fuck y'all. Like,
but you're figuring it out, you know, and that's like, what your 20s is about.
I'm home, and I'm away from all of it, so I'm watching it from another point of view, and I'm like, y'all weren't really chilling with me. Y'all were, it was good, you know what I mean? Quick, go throw a big pink coat on and your heels real quick by the pool. There's a video.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to do it. What? Attention. Hello. I'm coming.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sign like, me what up. Did I get? Not paid. I just, they would hype it up and make it feel like something. So yeah, basically I go to Walmart in t-shirts now.
You're just learning a lot of life lessons.
Yeah. And now I'm like, when Princeton was a baby, I didn't appreciate it. I was ready to get back to like getting lit. This baby, like now I'm just like, which I feel bad. I didn't do it with Princeton. But my mindset, I'm just like, I just hold him and I just stare at him. I'm just like, it's like my little human. And I'm just like, oh.
Well, you were a baby when you had Princeton too. You know, like you're still very young. You're still a baby. But like Princeton.
I came and saw you right after I had Princeton.
Literally.
Too.
Yeah.
Like, and I was talking about my surgery because I had just gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I had this one and I'm back.
I just can't believe how amazing you look. So what do you want to do this next year? Now that you're like learning about life and calming down and.
Everyone wanted to, me and Caleb got our own place August 1st, moving into, and so my own room, so we can have our own little, like, deflection. He can have his room, I can have mine, the kids' rooms. But when I was pregnant, I stayed with my grandma, and I don't know why, but people made me feel like it was, like, a crime that I stayed at my grandma's. Like,
at least you have
I got
family.
Tore up and down the internet, like.
Who fucking cares? Half these people like, still live with their parents and God, grandparents,
I'm
too.
I'm 23. I'm pregnant. My grandma makes me soup in bed and rubs my back. Like, yeah. I didn't know it was a crime.
I wish I had a grandma I could move
for
in
For everyone
with.
That thinks I'm fucking broke, I got my own place August 1st. You know, I went back to work the 12th, Adam the 1st. But, yeah, I just want to, like, I want to do family stuff and, like, involve Caleb, involve the kids. Because Princeton tries to act like me. He puts a phone up. He's like, hey guys, welcome to my channel. Subscribe. And I'm just like,
start a family channel.
Yeah, I want to rebrand it. Like, I know the moms will come for me, but I'd kind of rather would be like arguing
Who
over
cares?
Milk than arguing over
do whatever makes
fucking
your heart
island
happy.
Boys, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And over who fucked who. Like, I hate going and seeing myself in the For You page looking at, like, because you know the drama pages fucking screen record everything.
Yeah,
I hate looking like on those things. Yeah. And I don't think no one's recording me.
Nothing feels good about drama. It's toxic. It doesn't feel good. It makes
you feel
terrible.
I'd rather my kid get older and I got enough to explain for. You know that.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be like I'm arguing over milk with another mom.
Right.
Like, and me and Caleb, like some stupid, like. And our life is a lot different and it's funny and people find it very entertaining. And when me and Caleb go live, we get more views than if I go by myself.
I think you guys are cute. You just need to stop being mean to that boy.
Yeah.
Just be sweet
to
him.
But he's got to stop letting people make him fold, and then I will.
Well, but. MJ, I'm so happy that you came back on the podcast and I got to see you again. I'm so happy that I get to just watch you kind of grow up before my eyes. I'm proud of
you.
You
think I have for real?
Yeah, I do. There's a huge, huge difference from.
Like better?
Absolutely. You're way calmer, dude. This MJ would have you would have fucking already been hooting and hollering up and down the fucking
feeling like I have to put a show on.
Yeah. And like this one's just calm, cool and collected.
But do I give you awkward vibes?
No.
I feel like I'd be acting awkward.
I didn't get awkward from you at all. I didn't think it was. Yeah. Like
it makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
Like I get uncomfortable and I'm just like, do other people think I'm awkward?
No.
Caleb's like, no, you're calm. And I'm like,
yeah.
Ew.
No, I'm not used to a calm MJ, but I love this calm MJ. I think it's amazing. So I am proud of you.
I should do the family channel thing.
Yeah. If nobody's told you, MJ, we're all proud of you, dude. We're always rooting for you online.
I didn't know you paid attention too. Like you said,
of course we do.
I'm like, you paid attention. Dude.
Mimi was there when we first met.
I know, and I love Mimi, but like, you know what I mean? I just be.
You're like
I
our
doubt
little
myself
sister.
A lot too, so
you're literally like our little sister that we just
want
to
protect.
And I've
dealt with a lot of people that also be like. I don't know. So I'm just like, oh, you actually like think I'm doing better. Like, I don't know. I like hearing that.
Yeah.
Because honestly, other than you guys and humans at birth and I mean, pizza boys fucked me over. I've been fucked over by a lot of people. I think you guys, humans at birth, Tay.
Actually talked to Tay Money now. I'd like to get her on the podcast.
She's never fucked me over, but I can count on one hand people actually like when I walk out, don't. Laugh and stuff, you know?
There's good people in this world, I promise you.
But I never noticed it because I'd walk out the room and be like, that bitch. But then I'm like,
But now you're trying to change. Now I'm realizing
that's not how they saw it, like other people in the world.
Now you're trying to change. Well, we love you. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you? Tell them your socials and all that stuff.
Basically, I'm on every fucking platform. Dads Love MJ Fresh. Just MJ Fresh. If you type it in.
Are you going to change your handle from Dads Love MJ Fresh, or are you going to keep that one?
Yeah, I will.
Because if you're going to have a family channel, you can't be having Dads Love MJ Fresh.
A lot of people have been commenting lately, the moms love MJ Fresh.
That's good.
Yeah. And I'm like, moms love me? And they're like, yeah, you let us, like, a lot of moms tell me that I give them the, like, vibes that you could be a mom and still have fun. And I'm
I love it.
But, like, Caleb wants to be, like, the Fresh family.
I love it. That's different.
And I don't want him on the camera.
Oh, God. Tell people where they can find you. Dad loves MJ Fresh. Fresh.
And, yeah. Family channel coming soon. I'm rebranding. I'm not going to be a slut or crazy anymore. I'm going to include everybody and just be good and, you know, maybe listen to Bunny a little more when she tells me to shut the fuck up.
We love you, MJ. You're always welcome over here.
And for everybody that fucked me over, fuck you. And, yeah. Karma's a bitch, and that's why most of y'all look like shit.
Tell everybody bye, and you'll see him next week. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Dumb Blonde. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.